Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to episode 107 of the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity and privilege of chatting with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how's it going?
Hello, Pam. I'm doing extremely well.
Oh, good.
Thank
good.
You so much.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that you're joining us to share your story with us today. I'm excited to learn more about you and hear your story. So, to get started, could you formally introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep yourself busy.
Of course. My name is Rachel. I am from Albuquerque in New Mexico. I recently moved to Los Angeles, California to fulfill my dream as a dancer. I am a person who stutters, but that's definitely okay. I'm constantly dancing everywhere, so I'm hoping to become a professional dancer.
Now, did you move to Los Angeles specifically for the goal of dancing?
Yes.
And what are you involved in now? Are you involved in some sort of dancing now?
I actually recently joined the Thrill the World LA dance team that is performing Michael Jackson routines in flash mobs around Los Angeles.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Oh, it really, 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 really is.
Now, did you have to audition?
I didn't. We just show up, learn, and just have so much fun.
Oh, amazing. How many people are on the team?
Well, so far, I do have a picture uploaded on Facebook of all of us, and it actually looks about 20 or more people.
Oh, that sounds so exciting, and I'm imagining that it's all people that love dance as much as you, right?
Oh, yes.
How long have you been involved with dancing, like for your whole life?
Well, starting when I was 9 years old, I found the love of dancing, and then somehow I got distracted as a child due to family matters, and then I started up again at 15 and never quit dancing since then.
How old are you now, Rachel?
I am 23. 23 now. I'm turning 24 on Christmas Eve.
Oh, all right. So you've been dancing on and off for almost half of your life then.
Yes.
And have you had any professional dance lessons?
So far, I'm only self-taught. I did take a few dance classes to get involved in learning routines and gaining my super memory skills.
Mm-hmm.
But so far. I am not trained at all. I just dance exactly what I feel and what I create in the moment.
Mm.
Like I'm the direction of my own movement.
Mhm. Oh wow. That sounds so expressive and so artistic.
Yes.
Do you?
I just kind of. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I just kind of explain exactly how I feel about dance. It's like an infinite power that I can't really feel.
Mm.
Or, I mean, I can feel it, but I can't explain it.
Right. So do you feel like that you express yourself more through dance than in any other way?
Yes. Dancing is definitely my second language. So stuttering definitely does not exist in it.
Mm. How has stuttering impacted your life? Has it gotten in the way of things?
It's gotten in the way of many things. It was so hard to find jobs. I'm very reserved in meeting people, and I only have a very small circle of friends because of it. I do have a comfort issue because of it also.
What do you mean comfort issue?
I do feel there are some people who really do not understand, and it does make me uncomfortable being around those who do not.
Yeah. So your small circle of friends, they totally understand stuttering and get where you're coming from?
Yes. Definitely.
Do you talk about stuttering with them, with your circle?
All the time, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My
small circle is actually one of my support groups in the actual family. So every time I have an experience to my friends, family, tell them what's happened, and they always have everything to say that actually encourages me.
Mhm. Oh, good. So you attend a support group for stuttering?
I did find one here in Los Angeles. Well, I am already attended one group, And I'm now about to attend the second one. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to go again.
Yeah. So we met briefly at the National Stuttering Association conference that was just held earlier this month in Scottsdale, Arizona. And if I understand correctly, that this was your first conference that you attended, right?
Yes. Yes.
How did you hear about it?
I actually never met anyone outside of my family who stuttered. So I went on Facebook. I searched stuttering, and the National Stuttering Association popped up. So I joined the group, and then I'm suddenly a member named Stephen Kaufman contacted me and told me about the National Stuttering Association annual conference and convinced me, but she never stopped trying to beg me and convince me to go. She was very persistent. So thanks to him, I am so thankful that Stephen found me, because that conference really actually changed exactly how I feel. It's a 180 turnaround. I'm like generally so deeply thankful.
What was it about the conference that was so powerful that helped you change the way you see things?
It was definitely the overwhelming understanding and support of stuttering. I've never met anyone who actually fully understood. And to be there felt like I was just entering the gate of heaven. It was that tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet a lot of people?
I met so much, yes. So much that I felt so bad. Every time they come up, I have to ask their names all over again.
Oh. Yeah. It can be overwhelming the first time, because you meet so many people. And I remember my first conference that I attended. It was back in 2006, and it was actually in Long Beach, California. I remember feeling very, very grateful that I was there, but I also felt very overwhelmed just being in that environment, because like you, I had never met another person who stuttered until just a few months before my first conference. So it was a very overwhelming but gratifying experience at the same time. And just like you, I remember having to either look at people's name tags or ask them again what their name was.
Yeah, that was exactly how my experiences was also.
Yeah. Now, what was like the favorite part for you of the conference?
My extremely favorite part was going up to people and not feeling afraid, not feeling that nervousness always feel in public. I I actually felt the freedom to actually go to someone and talk with them and take the full advantage to them. That was my most favorite and important part.
Mm. I know one of my favorite parts of the conferences is always the open mic sessions. And for people listening that may not know what that is, the annual stuttering conference always has opportunities throughout every day for people to just come up to the front of the room and share a little about themselves or tell a story or in some cases just introduce themselves. And I always just love that part, especially when first timers decide that they're going to speak. And that's how I came across you, because you were at an open mic and you shared this absolutely amazing poem that you wrote. Remember that?
Yes, I do. I actually wrote that poem all by myself. Exactly how I feel dancing is in relation with my stuttering.
Mm-hmm. And so you enjoy writing as well as dancing?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what made you decide to have the courage to get up in front of the room full of people at that open mic session and share your poem?
Well, I've always wanted to reveal the true me that is always hidden behind my own stuttering. I wanted to go up, stutter freely, and just reveal the mind of Rachel Love. Mm. I wanted to reveal exactly how my profession in dance is in relation to the way I speak. Dancing definitely does not exist when I'm dancing to the music. Or statement that has really overcome my fear of stuttering every time I dance.
Mm. So do you feel that when you shared that poem that you were indeed stuttering freely and it was okay?
Yes. I never knew I was gonna feel that freely ever until I actually attended the conference. And just to read my poem, I felt like I finally from all that.
Mhm. That's great. It must have been such a great feeling to have.
It definitely was.
Now, since you've been back from the conference, have you had any opportunities to stutter freely like that and have the same feelings?
Whenever I'm by myself in public and need to talk, I do feel a sense of fear, but I right away replace that fear with the memories of the conference.
Oh.
And that's exactly what helps me talk in that certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely training my own mindset to help me in that.
Right. What is it exactly that you're fearful of, if you don't mind?
Well, I'm fearful of people just staring at me and wondering exactly what I'm doing. You know, why my face looks like that, why I'm talking like that. And I just don't want to be seen as someone who really, who stutters. I want to be seen who I really am deeply inside. And that's why I'm into dance, I'm into writing, I'm into poetry. I'm into spirituality because I know that the real me inside is what counts.
Right.
And that's exactly who I want to reveal beneath the stuttering that I have.
Mm-hmm. So you're afraid of other people's judgment?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like that too for a long time. I was I feared stuttering publicly myself because I was afraid somebody was going to laugh or make fun of me or mimic
okay.
my stuttering and
dropped calls
so
happen.
I did the same thing
so we'll
for many
right
years. I
where,
did everything
where,
I could to hide my stuttering.
I was,
because I didn't
I was saying that I was like that too for a long time. I was afraid that other people would make fun of me or would judge me or would mimic the way I talk. So that's why I hid my stuttering for a long time too. But I reached a point where I just didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to like live in fear, and I didn't want to like hide my stuttering. So I just a few years ago, I just stopped doing that. And maybe some of that with you will come with, you know, maybe in 10 or 15 years, you know, with age, or, you know.
That seems so far away, though.
I, you know what, and you're absolutely right. I mean, at 23, 10 or 15 years probably seems like a lifetime away. But you know, so many people say, and I guess I just want to, you know, reassure you as well. People say that, you know, as you get older, stuttering gets easier. And you kind of don't care as much. So, but yeah, you're right. That seems like a long time away, right?
Yeah. See, the way you explained that, I don't want to get older, but in a way, now I do. Because of it.
It's funny the way that you said that, because I've met so many people that have said the same thing, that it's important for those of us that are older and that have been down that road to let younger people know it does get better. It does get easier. And, you know, just as you get more mature and you have more life experience under your belt, you just reach that point where, you know, hey, this is who I am. Take me or leave, you know, take it or leave it. And you just don't care what other people's reactions are. And it just makes it so much easier. I feel so liberated when I can just stutter freely and not have to, you know, not have to deal with that fear. It's really a freeing feeling.
I honestly have been trying to really help myself in attaining that certain mindset, because that's exactly what I really, really, really want to achieve, because I'm tired of living in this fear and this nervousness. I just want to go for my dreams without a worry because of the way I speak.
Well, it sounds like you're on it. It definitely sounds like you're on the right track, pursuing your dreams of dancing and you know, you talked about the writing and the spirituality, but the fact that you attended your first conference and now you're trying to hook up with a stuttering support group, it sounds like you're on the right track. You know, when you start attending the chapter meetings regularly, talk to other people who stutter about what your fears and your worries are, and just, you know, let some of those feelings out and allow them to share with you what they've gone through to help to help them eliminate some of that fear.
Yes.
And I bet that will help a lot.
Oh yes. My first conference. Or no. Sorry. My first in meeting, I actually did meet some people from the conference, and I met one person who I really do want to talk about on the podcast also. Someone who invited me to do an acting documentary all about stuttering to become a different character, focus on that character. And just leave stuttering be.
Oh wow! Who was that?
Yes. The guy's name is Eugene. And I'm actually going to start this documentary sometime in August, and it's going to be an 8-week course.
Oh wow! Now, yeah. is he like a documentary filmmaker?
He's done some time in film. This time it's not going to be filmed. It is gonna help those in a study.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna be part of a study of that at all.
Oh, all right. Oh, cool. How did you happen to meet him?
He actually attended the chapter meeting.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Oh wow! Wow. So your participation is going to help other people who stutter then.
Yes.
Oh, great, great. Hey, have you ever done any speech therapy?
I did speech therapy in elementary school. I did have one speech therapist who really helped me. She did write down techniques on my desk, explaining what type of stuttering there was, like prolongations and repetitions, and every time I stuttered, I would have to look down at that list on my desk, and recognize each stutter that I did, and I do not remember the full techniques, but she helped me so much that I only stuttered about twice a day.
Oh, really?
Because of her, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna try and get in contact with her again.
So you just had the therapy when you were in elementary school. So you didn't.
Yes.
You didn't have any like when you were in high school or afterwards.
I didn't have any in high school. I did have only one in the middle school, but that one really didn't help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like that particular person was a really good influence on you and made a really good impact because you can remember it even all these years later.
Yes, yes.
Mm. What would you say has been the most important thing that stuttering has taught you?
The most important thing is to accept yourself, who you are. Because the real you is, the real you, your heart, is exactly what defines you, and you need to find yourself underneath all that stuttering, and just reveal to the world exactly what your heart can accomplish.
Mm. I like that. You said that perfectly. And what type of advice would you give to, like, young girls or teenage girls who stutter? Or if a young person came up to you and asked you about how she should deal with her stuttering, what advice would you give her?
I would tell her, you stutter? Well, I do also, but I did learn from it. I learned that no matter what, stuttering does not define exactly who you are. You have to lead lead from your heart, and you have to accomplish everything you can, and do not let stuttering follow. Stuttering will try and fail you, but you from those who stutter are the most strongest, because it's there every single day of our in lives, and there's no way that you can fail in that sense, because Moses also had a stutter, and he didn't feel confident in his voice at all, and God knew that no matter what, he had the heart to lead Egypt out of bondage, and because that was able to free his own self and become who he really was.
Mm. Excellent advice, and I just love the way that you've just tied it all back to the heart. You know, who we are at our heart and at our soul, really is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, Rachel, I'm so happy that you shared parts of your story with us today. I'm so delighted that you were a guest, and I just want to say thank you so much.
And I thank you so much too. This is really an opportunity to finally talk and get my story out there. And without you, I don't think that would have been possible.
Oh.
So I thank you a million, million times.
Well, thank you again. And I'm quite sure that your story is going to inspire other people. So thanks again, Rachel. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.